We're reading in the book Zohar for All, in the introduction to the book of Zohar, article explanation of the division of the 14 commandments into 10 utterances. You can ask questions at cub.tv. Selected questions will be live. Again, the book of Zohar for All, the introduction to the book of Zohar, article explanation of the division of the 14 commandments into 10 utterances. Where are we exactly? We're here? We didn't study that yet? Okay, fine. All right, so I'm adding that Modi'in, Petach Tikva, Tel Aviv are studying with us. There are 20 people working in the new building, Modi'in and Tel Aviv, along with Petach Tikva. Please.
Once the 14 commandments and the way they divide into 7 days of creation have been clarified, let us clarify the order of their division in the 10 utterances by which the world was created.
First utterance, in the beginning God created, Bereshit, in the beginning, is both an utterance as well as the first commandment, fear, because He is great and rules everything. It is the degree of Abba and Ima of Atzilut implied in the Yud of Havaya. Abba is Yud, Ima is Vav Daled of the filling of Yud, it is pure air, Gar Debina.
Second utterance, and God said, let there be light. The second commandment is great love in the sight of Chesed, Gar De Yisut, De Atzilut. The light that was created on the first day of the 6 days of creation, in which Adam saw from the end of the world to its end. This is the first Hey, the Havaya. Third utterance, and God said, let there be a firmament. This is the concealing of the light and the harsh din that came out in it, the completion of the second commandment, so that love will be on both sides, even if it takes your soul. It is considered the nukvra from the chazeh, the zeranpin, and below. Fourth utterance, and God said, let the waters be gathered. The third commandment is to know that there is great God who rules over the whole world, and to unify Him daily with a proper unification, the unification of Hear, O Israel, called the upper unification. This is the extension of Vak of the three previous utterances into Zeranpin, Vak de Gadlut, Vav de Havaya. Fifth utterance, and God said, let the earth put forth grass. This is the completion of the third commandment. Once the dry land has been tied there in the unification of above, it must be tied in Vak below, in the lower unification. Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever. It is extension of Vak of the three first utterances to Nukva de Zeranpin, by which the harsh din in her is inverted into being complete light, called black light. It is Vak de Mochin de Gadlut of the Nukva de Zeranpin, the Barem Hei de Havaya. Sixth utterance, and God said, let there be lights. This is the fourth commandment, to know that Havaya, the Lord, He is the Elohim, God.
Also actions, also kavanah, intentions, also the way it's spelled in a few languages. It's brought to us in a few languages. Of Havaya, of the Sefirot. Sorry. And the continuation of the Vak, of the third light, said in that the harsh din was a complete light called black light, and was in Mochin de Gadlut of Nukva, the sixth utterance.
Sixth utterance, and God said, let there be lights. This is the fourth commandment, to know that Havaya, He is the Elohim, to know that they are one, and there is no separation between them. They are black light in white light. There is no separation in them, and it is all one. This is extension of Mochin de Gao of the first three utterances to Zeranpin and Nukva, at which time they unite as one on an equal level, panim bepanim. Seventh utterance, and God said, let there be waters, let the waters swarm. There are three commandments in it: the fifth to engage in Torah, the sixth to engage in procreation, and the seventh to circumcise on the eighth day. Through them, Naran, the Katnut are drawn out from Zon to the souls of the righteous, who extend a holy nefesh through engagement in Torah. By procreation, they extend holy ruach, and by removing the foreskin, they extend holy neshama. Eighth utterance. And God said, "Let the earth put forth." The eighth commandment is to love the proselyte. Through this commandment, the nefesh of the proselyte is extended, and the completion of the mochin for Naran de Katnu to the souls of the righteous. Ninth utterance. And God said, "Let us make man." There are two commandments in it. The ninth, to pardon the poor, by having compassion for the poor and by sustaining him, we evoke the association of Midat HaDin with Midat HaRachamim, quality of judgment with the quality of mercy above, in the ascent of Malchut Debina, and Vak the Mochin of the first Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous.
We're not forgetting the Kavanah, right? All of us together in one desire, one that will receive one, and we're raising it together, a request, demand for connection called Ovut, and in that connection, in that unity, we want to discover the certain kind of relation between us, that the Creator, the force of love and bestow can be revealed between us, and in that, we'll make Him content.
The tenth commandment was to wear tefillin, by which guard the mochin of the first gadlut, tselem, are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. Tenth utterance. And God said, "Behold, I have given you." There are three commandments in it. The 11th, to give the tithing of the land. The 12th, to bring the first fruit of the tree. And the 13th, to make redemption for his son. Through them, Naran of the second Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. There are also two commandments in the verse, and on the seventh day, God completed his work to keep the Sabbath day, which is keeping, and to connect the Sabbath day to its sanctity, which is remembering. Those two commandments are one, as in keep and remember was said in the same utterance. Through those two commandments, the light of Chaya of the second Gadlut is drawn out to the souls of the righteous. And this completes the level of the mochin that the souls of the righteous receive from Zon de Atzilut throughout the 6,000 years. However, there is also Mochin Devak de Yechida, drawn out to the afternoon prayer on Sabbath. At that time, Zeranpin ascends to Dikna, the Zeranpin. But since Nukva, the Zeranpin, does not rise with him, he is not counting them here. Thus you find that the Mochin are drawn out primarily in the first three utterances. In the beginning, God created, and God said, "Let there be light," and God said, "Let there be a firmament." They are Chabad, because the utterance in the beginning God created is Abba Ve'ima, Chochma. The utterance, and God said, "Let there be light," is Yesut, Bina. And the utterance, and God said, "Let there be a firmament," is that, since Rachel's harsh din was created there, which operates in the five gevurot in that, at the point of Chirik. This completes the entire mochin, because the three utterances, "Let the waters be gathered," "Let the earth put forth grass," and "Let there be lights," are drawing of Vak and Ga of the first Gadlut and the second Gadlut from the first three utterances to the Zon. The seventh utterance is drawing of Naran de Katnut from Zon to the souls of the righteous. The eighth utterance is completion of Mochin de Katnut. The ninth utterance is Vak and Gar de Mochin of the first Gadlut, which extend from Zon to the souls of the righteous. And the tenth utterance is drawing out of Naran of the second Gadlut from Zon to the souls of the righteous. Mochin Dechaya of the second Gadlut are drawn out from Zon to the souls of the righteous by keeping and sanctifying the Sabbath. Thus, the Mochin came out primarily in the first three utterances in Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut. And the rest of the utterances were drawn out from them to Zon Da'atzilut unto the souls of the righteous. Now you can understand the saying, the world was created in 10 utterances. But when you look, there are only three in which the world was created, Chochma, Tvuna, and Da'at. The mochin by which the world was created are found primarily in the first three utterances, Chabad. Also, there are only 9 times and God said in those 10 utterances, and they had to explain that in the beginning is also an utterance. However, there are actually 10 times and God said, 1, let there be light, 2, let there be a firmament, 3, let the waters be gathered, 4, let the earth put forth grass, let there be light, 6, let the waters swarm, 7, let the earth put forth, 8, let us make men, 9, be fruitful and multiply, and behold, I have 10, behold, I have given. We could seemingly argue that the utterance, be fruitful and multiply, is not considered an utterance because there is no creation in it, but only a blessing for men. And this is why the Zohar does not count it here. However, in the corrections, you will find that it does count the utterance, be fruitful and multiply, among the 10 utterances, and does not count the utterance, let us make men, among them. This is the opposite of the Zohar before us. The thing is that those two utterances, let us make men and be fruitful and multiply, are regarded as a single utterance because they were both said only upon man's creation. Hence, it makes no difference whether we regard the utterance, let us make men among the utterances or the utterance, be fruitful and multiply. It was said that when the Creator wished to sustain the world, He made Abraham with Chochmah, Yitzchak with Tvuna, and Yaakov with that. By that Yaakov was called, and by knowledge the rooms are filled. And at that time the world was completed. But in all the places the Zohar says that Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferet. While here it says that he made them Chabad in order to sustain the world. How did the emanator make them Chabad? Also, what is the meaning of making Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Chabad in order to sustain the world? Zer Anpin is called world. The existence of Zer Anpin, meaning the existence of the world, is extension of Mochin, the Gar to Zer Anpin. The essence of the 10 utterances is primarily only the first three utterances, Chabad of Parzuf Yesut. When the Creator wished to sustain the world, to extend Mochin, the Gar to Zer Anpin, who is called world, He made Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Chagat the Zer Anpin into Chabad. Turning Chagat into Chabad is done by drawing out light of Neshama, which dresses in them. The Kelim are always named after the lights that are clothed in them. The Kelim of the light of Nefesh are called Nehi. Kelim of light of Ruach are called Chagat. And the Kelim of light of Neshama are called Chabad. Hence, when Zer Anpin was vak without gar, with only two lights, Nefesh Ruach, deficient of the light of Neshama, he had only 6 Kelim, Chagat Nehi. This is so because the Kelim of the light of Ruach are Chagat, and the Kelim of the light of Nefesh are Nehi. Now that Mochin Devak, the Gadlut, and Gar, the Gadlut, were extended to him through the three utterances, Let the waters be gathered, let the earth put forth grass, and let there be lights. By that, light of Neshama was drawn to Chagat Dezer Anpin, which are called Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Thus, Chagat rose and became Chabad. Avraham into Chochmah, Yitzchak into Tvunah, and Yaakov into Dat. Since the Kelim of Neshama are considered Chabad. Also, the light of Ruach descended into Kelim the Nehi and became Nehi to Kelim of Chagat, as they are now a tabernacle for the light of Ruach. Thus, new Kelim the Nehi were sorted out for him from Bi'ah, connected to his Patsuf, and the light of Nefesh clothed in them. These three utterances, which are for Zer Anpin, were drawn out from the three previous utterances in Yeshut. It was said, He made Avraham with Chochmah. The clothing of light of Neshama made the Kli of Chesed, the Zer Anpin, become Chochmah. Yitzchak with Tvuna means that that clothing made the Kli of Gvura to become Tvuna. Yaakov with that, the Kli, the Tiferet, the Zer Anpin, became that, middle line, deciding between the two Kelim, Chochmah and Tvuna. By that he was called, and by knowledge the rooms are filled. That is, once it became a kli of Tiferet for that, deciding between Chochmah and Bina, completing the 10 sefirot of the light of Neshama from below upward, called Rosh, the light was inverted and illuminated from above to below as well to Kelim, the Nehi, the Zer Anpin. This light, which shines from above downward, is called light of Ruach. And it is the Dat that expands from the Rosh to Kelim, the Guf, and fills them, as it is written, and by knowledge the rooms are filled. Then the Kelim Nehi, called corridors, were made into Kelim Chagat, which are called rooms. And then the whole world was completed, the entire world was completed, meaning Zer Anpin, since through those lights new Kelim are sorted out for him, rising from Bia to clothe the light of Nefesh. Then the entire parts of Zer Anpin, called world, is completed. For now, it has all the Kelim, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. We could ask about him saying that Vuna is for Yitzchak and not Bina, since the Mochin are called Chabad. He thus wished to tell us that this refers to the complete Mochin of the light of Chaya, where the left line of the light of Chaya extends from Tvuna, the place of disclosing light of Chochmah in the Yud that came out of the Avir, and which is not from the upper Bina. This is why he made the precision and Yitzchak with Tvuna, since the world, Zer Anpin, exists only with Mochin of illumination of Chochmah.
Well, in that we just finished the introduction to the book of Zohar, and now we have to think about what we're going to do next, which part of the Zohar we're going to keep reading. Actually, we already learned these things in a different way, in a different way of writing, of passing it through, how the vessels grow from Nehi to Chagat and Chagat to Chabad, the new Nehi joined, and the way it happens towards the upper one or lower one. We've studied it many times in tests and in the Pticha. If there's any questions, please.
How can we use the light of Zohar to turn all the aviyut we have acquired into zakut, into purity?
All in all, you can't really turn the paper and the letters into something that'll help you. You have to actualize it, or to implement it in the group. And that's why, while reading, if you come to the reading with a deficiency, it already becomes an action. But if there is no deficiency, what action can happen there? Upon what will it go through that action? What will it work upon? That's why what we need is, first of all, think about the goal. As much as we want it, and if we don't, so turn to the group and demand the greatness of the goal from them. After you do get the greatness of the goal, so try and see again what will help us attain it. And then turn to the group again, because in the group is where you can receive it by that general light that reforms, meaning also the place where I actually implement it, also that quality that I have to attain, the reforming light that illuminates, it's all in the center of the group. That's where the point is, that through it I go into the spiritual dimension. We've done a lot. We exerted a lot, as much as the Creator let us. And that we did. But there's a time for scattering our stones, and there's time to collect the stones. There's time for dissemination, and time for inner gathering of the kavana. Well, now we have to do. But again, it's all in a group, in its internality. That's how we do it. No other place. Yes.
He writes here, when the Creator wished to create a world, He turned Chabad into Chagat. Where is it revealed?
Because otherwise the Zeranpin wouldn't be in Gadlut, yes?
Where is it revealed, the desire of the Creator?
What Kabbalists attain from below to above, they say that before that, it also happened from above to below. Where am I? I'm in this world. Where do I start attaining from? From below, from the shattered vessels. Who shattered them?
The Creator.
Somebody before me, right? Good. Now, I start correcting them. When I correct them, I see that in the fixed vessels, the prior force that broke them exists in them. What's its quality? To bestow. He broke the vessels in order to bestow. So on one hand, I attain the shattered vessels. I attain the fixed vessels that He fixed, that He broke them especially. And first He created them whole, right? And then He broke them especially, that through my work in those vessels, I can attain Him Himself. And in that way, I go and attain them. So with my work from below, I start attaining Him and the thought of creation.
And when a new desire, a new need in the lower ones is revealed, how do I know how to work on it, how to correct it? According to the type of shattering which is disclosed, where has it been sorted out?
Desire in every moment comes to man, and he is not in charge of it. In every moment, he has a very simple action. Add that desire to the general bestow in which he is directed.
I understand that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about desires which are revealed in the low ones.
What's in the low one? In man? What else?
In the public.
in the public, the desires that are revealed, or so I can work with them. What can the public do? The public is hurt. It can't do anything.
So that's the question. When a certain desire is disclosed in the public, how does the knowledge come to me, how to work with it, how to fulfill it?
If you are integrated with the sorrow of the public, and in all your heart you want to help them, you feel that it's like your baby, that you can't relax, and no matter in what way the public is in right now, it could be Jews that don't want to hear from you, or Nazis, or it doesn't matter what. Public is the public. They're not in charge of what's going on in them. They can do horrible things, they can kill each other, they can want to kill you, it doesn't matter. That is a form that is revealed towards you, that the world is being revealed towards you. You have to correct that. You have to fix it. And fixing it as much as you can in a good way. Could be that he's your greatest hater that just wants to really erase you. That nothing, no memory will be left of you. You have to think, how can I correct him in the best, beautiful, pleasant, easy way for him? Yes.
And where do I get the knowledge how to do that from?
The love will bring you the correct. You'll start seeing in the state before you. If you illuminate in an intention with love, you'll start seeing how to do it in the correct way. And that is towards your haters, really. Break his teeth, you know, there's like a thing about it, is breaking your own teeth, not towards the form that is being revealed outside of you. Yeah, Eran. I already answered you?
We talked a lot about our work, but throughout the entire process of dissemination in the last year and more, many people were connected to us in the process of integral education, and those people, we are committed to them in corporeal results, as we were saying here in the beginning. We don't want to bring them here. We have to perform this process where they, as a result of connecting to us, we will enter internal action and connect us to them. But it has to be expressed in externality, because this is how they measure things. So what about them?
You're right. I also talked about this yesterday, that we need to sit and think very deeply in a few meetings, have conversations, and see how we organize and continue disseminating all over Israel and also the whole world, because we have big developments in Europe and in Russia, and in North and South America. In America, there's a great, beautiful development, very strong. And also in Russia. And I hope that in Europe it's going to start now too. We'll advance. Now, we need to think how we can build our system of dissemination better from the information and data we have right now. It still has to be clarified in the next few days from the unknown reasons that will be revealed to us and we'll know about it. And through that information, we'll understand how to advance. It'll influence the way our outer form that we're going to start disseminating. And for sure, we need in the next few days, max till the middle of the next week, we already have to know how we advance and start building a system and actually start working with different wide publics, also in our world, also in Israel, and also overseas. We're going to have a few meetings, we're going to talk about the things, and then we're going to have like a general meeting, and also we'll talk about it and work on it, and we'll decide, and we'll do it. Yes, you're right. The dissemination has to be different, deeper, more founded and tied to the audience more in ways that they understand it better. It has to be really, how do I say it? Something that's understood to everybody, that this is how the organization works, that it has a place and a goal and an ideology, and this is how it works. We're an ideological organization. Educational, we can say, we have an ideology foundation that which we implement. It'll come. And for now, think about what parts of the Zohar we should study. It can be just parts of it. Take a part of this passage or that passage, doesn't matter. It's like all the Gemara is one Gemara, and all the Zohar, or it speaks about the same thing. And let's go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite.
The world is changing, it's changing fast. The economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking. It speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us
all unite.